the family, the family, when they left England to come over to America, was about the time when the name of was not very popular, and they were not supposed to be allowed to come into this country. I guess it was still back before the Revolutionary War. It was way back anyway. And they came from Oliver.
Oh,
and on the way across the ocean, they wouldn't any come into this country. So they all got out on deck one time, and they all wrote the name. And they all tore the M out of the name. And from then on, they called themselves. So that's the way they got into this country. I don't know how true that is, but that's the story that they have to tell.
Your
family. Well, I never had to do very much. I think I kept my room. Took care of my room. I never. There was always somebody in the kitchen, and always somebody looking around the yard.
Way back.
Oh, I never had to do very many chores. But I do remember my aunt bringing down all the lamps. That's one of the things she did. You see, my aunt's grandmother and the younger brother, until he married, lived there at the house besides mother and dad. And my aunt took, she did quite a few of the things around the house. And one thing that I remember is seeing her gather up all the lamps and bring them down. She cleaned all the chimneys, trimmed all the wicks, filled them all up with kerosene, getting ready for the next night. And the house was all piped for gas light, but somehow or other we never got the gas in there. We never used it because they got electricity before too long.
Mm-hmm.
And we had electricity put in the house. And I never will forget, Mother and I had been uptown in the afternoon, and it was pretty late. We were coming home walking down the street. And she looked up and she said, "I believe the electricity's on." And we could see the light shining through the windows. And sure enough, they had gotten the
brother
got the electricity going, and the electricity was fine. And then the first telephone, we had number 37, was our number. So we had one of the first telephones.
Did they have the un-telephone numbers? Like, if you had the 37 telephone, you dialed 37? That was
all. Yeah. Well, you didn't dial. You had to call the operator. You had to lift the receiver, turn the crank, and then the operator would say, "Number, please." And then you'd call the number you
wanted. In there.
But, do you remember they got who your house did the laundry?
The laundry was done there at the house, and I think they boiled the clothes out in the yard. I'm pretty sure they did, though.
Yeah,
they did. She
looked up and she said, "I believe the electricity."
Of course, there was a time when we didn't even have a bathroom in the house.
We
had to go out to the
little outhouse
to use the
bathroom. Did you ever have any names for that besides the outhouse? 37. I don't remember. I don't believe we really had a bathroom, a flush toilet, until I was nearly teenage.
Looks like that'd be a big addition to the house. I mean,
it was. It was a big help. But these things were really primitive for a long time. But we lived and had a good time and enjoyed life. I think everybody is howling now about no gas, no this, no that. I said it might do us good to go back to kerosene lamps and fireplaces again.